Dear Freak Show, longtime listener, because I've started my day in the car at 6:30 a.m. In my 8 years with the company, since working from home right now, I still listen through your iPhone app because it's part of my routine. Without my commute to Orlando daily, I have way more time to do stuff, and I've done everything I can in the yard, so I joined the rest of the world and finally signed up for Netflix.
Nice.
Which I never thought I needed. I'm a big sports guy, and as long as I had 359 channels on cable, I've always been good. The funny thing is, as a kid, my friends would rag me because my house was the only one on the block that didn't have cable television. My dad believed television is free, so I only had the regular TV channels, and I hated it. I would always go to my friend's house and watch ESPN and just fantasize about being able to watch cover-to-cover sports all day. I guess that stuck because my wife and I are now Netflixers. Is that a word?
I don't think so.
Okay, sir. Don't call yourself a Netflixer, okay? It says, my wife and I are now Netflixers, but the problem is I have no idea where to start. It's all a lot, and it's kind of options, and we're clueless as to what's recommended viewing. I'm sure when our office gets back open, I'll have referrals from my department because I always hear them talking about good shows, but I've never really cared. My wife and I watched a couple of music documentaries on artists that we like this weekend, but I'm wondering if you could put me on to something that it is a must see so I can at least start before I get back into my office. Probably laughing at us, but I figured I'd take a shot and ask for The Last House in Tampa, who has joined the next Netflixing party. Again, sir, I don't think they say that. This is signed Jacob and Maddie Herndon of Odessa.
Well, welcome to, was it 2020?
Yeah, we're not going to say your name.
Damn. Okay, and I'm sure you've been seeing people talk about a ton of shows, so you have a lot of stuff to do and catch up on.
If you could recommend us, I mean...
It's hard to know what to recommend to somebody without knowing what they're into, what their interests are.
I think he was talking about what's popping. What did you say? Do they like porn?
Horror. Like horror stuff.
I was about to say, hey, ain't no porn.
Would you
like,
call me?
Like action, political stuff, comedies. I wish he wasn't so vague. We'll do basic stuff.
I mean, if there's something that you think is worthwhile, then you can recommend it. Well, we'll do 888-429-0941. Text your favorite one. Just one.
Yeah.
Just text one.
I got one.
If you got to give it, what?
I got 12. But I'm going to start with Tiger King right now. It was the first thing I mentioned to y'all this morning.
I mean, okay, that's easy. Everybody talks about that.
I have one more episode left, but also it's local. You might have actually been to the Big Cat Rescue here. So I feel like it's crazy. But there's sex, drugs, big cats, misogyny, and also murder accusations. It's good for everybody.
I don't know where you read that from, but it really sounds like a synopsis. I think when he said documentaries, I don't think he's ever really watch something with waves, like a binge watch thing.
Maybe.
Because this is episodes.
About the change of life.
Like Lion King, whatever.
Tiger King.
Tiger King.
Whatever, man. I don't know what it is. I've never watched it, so I don't know nothing about the Tiger
Although
Man.
Both of those do have murder in them.
Tiger Man, whatever it is. But Ozark is one of the few things that everybody in this room goes with. Meredith says the Tiger Man.
Yeah. Tiger King.
Yeah.
You say Ozark. I say All American.
Oh, man.
All American.
You're such a broad.
All American is awesome.
I think a woman?
That's kind of like a girl show. My girl is binge watching that, as a matter of fact.
I've been watching that right now.
I think you are just craving any kind of sports.
Honestly, you know how I am about my Melrose Place shows and stuff like that. The CW network is who produced All American, and I think it's awesome. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's gritty. It's got Taye Diggs is great at it. It's good.
It's pretty whack.
So you tried to watch it?
I watched like 20 minutes of it when my girl was watching it.
Is that good enough time though? 20 minutes?
He don't give it. He gave it 20 minutes because his ADD kicked in.
All right.
Joanna is on the phone. How you doing?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. What recommendation you got for Jacob?
I have two. One is The Trials of Gabriel Fernandez.
Okay.
And then the second one is the documentary on Aaron Hernandez, the football player from the Patriots.
Yeah, we like that.
Oh,
he's
one.
A full, and you know what? He's a sports guy, so he would absolutely love that. That's a good one right there. I hadn't even thought about that.
I couldn't watch the first one. First one's about killing a kid.
Well, the Gabriel.
Oh, you know what? I watched a documentary a couple weeks ago called Don't F with Cats.
Yes, that was good.
That joint was popping. Yeah, that was a really good, like, true crime saga. I loved that one.
Man, you see, All American is getting all kinds of love on here.
He loves being ladies.
I don't know. They're not all ladies. Let's see here. Let me go through the list. Watch Tiger King. Yes. They got that. Stranger Things, the 100, Cloverfield, The Circle, Love is Blind, yes. and Tiger King, yes. Lock and Key. Lock and Key is good. The Haunting of Hill House.
Fantastic show. I would watch it again. It was so good.
Orange is the New Black is my all-time favorite.
Okay.
Okay, but these guys have never watched anything on Netflix.
All American. Great show.
Hello.
If you had one recommend, I know he's looking for what's popular and what's popping right now, but, you know, for him, it's all new.
Everything's new.
So if you had one show suggestion out of the whole archive of Netflix.
He's not stepping off that.
Watch All American. That show will get grown men in their feelings. Awesome show. Man, shut your mouth.
It's really not.
I hate you.
It's really
like,
not.
Like, you are such a hater.
It's bad acting.
Somebody said, what?
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody said Carol Baskin is crazy.
She is crazy. Well, she allegedly killed her husband.
She fed him to a tiger man. Let's see. Lucifer and All American. Let's see, A Fall from Grace. Let's see, The Office, if it's still on there. Ozark, All American. He likes sports, so do All American. Dude, this is getting a lot. I say, I got my man and his wife. Breaking Bad, both. Better Call Saul, both. Ozarks. Wow, this is Keith from Orlando. He's got a lot. He's got Grey's Anatomy, keeps you busy for the whole year. Sons of Anarchy.
The show You.
Wow, the show You, all You.
We all liked that. Well, except for Gus. Gavin didn't really watch it.
You didn't watch You?
His girl did, though.
Talk about acting and you don't know about You.
You? I don't watch.
What?
Dirty Money, thing. Jailbreak. Oh, man, these are all good. I hope he's at least.
But we got to narrow it down for
Madam C.J. Walker.
I'm sticking with mine.
I feel like he's nowhere closer than he was because we just gave him like 200 suggestions. I think we should narrow it down for him.
Listen, we gave him a whole list.
That's what I'm saying. Sometimes you have too many options. You don't know where to start. Yeah. That's where he is right now. Okay. He opened Netflix for the first time ever, and he was like, oh, my God. There is way too many options. Where do I start? I think we should probably.
We all like Ozark, so let's put that one
everybody
down.
Everybody loves Ozark. Yes. You and your wife can sit and watch Ozark together.
Yes. Also,
that would be a great start.
One of the other shows that we all agreed on was House of Cards. We all loved that one.
Except for the last season.
Right. Okay. Well, House of Cards. Yeah, because we're not just picking new shows.
Right. Mm-hmm.
House of Cards is a great cinematic, you know, kind of like deal. Mm-hmm. And All American.
No, we don't.
Shut your mouth.